Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're in the Quicken Loan Studios in New York on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell with Carver High Mafia, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. PharrellOnTheBench.com is the premier destination for picks. I just rocked you that Chargers money line win on the road at Kansas City and getting 3.5 on a spread side. Saturday, two NFL games, plenty of bowl games. They start Saturday. Sunday, Pats Steelers, boom. PharrellOnTheBench.com has picks for everything and damn good ones. Bowl games, college rack, NBA, NHL, every day, boxing, MMA, all the big fights, daily fantasy rosters. It's all there at PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Also, episode 94 tomorrow, Pharrell on the Bets, my sports betting podcast on Westwood One, westwoodonepodcast.com, Apple, iTunes, Google Play. It's everywhere. Subscribe free to the show. You can listen to it free, no problem. And follow us on Twitter at OnTheBets, WWO, episode 94 tomorrow. So CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Robert in Ventura, California, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Doing, Mr. Scott.
Hey.
Well, my friend.
Hey.
Hey, listen, I just want to say something. I don't listen to shows too many times in my life. I'm 65.
Right.
But I tell you what, I'm from Indiana, Gary. And since I came out to California in 71, I have never heard the voice that would get me going and get involved and want to listen. It's like you got. If anybody says anything else, I'll be down there to shut it. And then you got that mafia guy. It reminds me of when we used to sit in my basement, three Italians and meet a Polak, and it was awesome. And then you got that guy that knows quite a bit, and he sits quietly, and then he'll call her a gator. He's something else. You guys are all great. I just want to throw this in. Could it be that it's going to be an all-West Super Bowl?
I mean, it could be. Hey, so one other thing. You know, I grew up in Valpo when I was a kid.
Oh, yes.
And my dad worked at Gary Works at U.S. Steel.
So did my dad.
So there you go.
5 years.
But not only that, I remember he told me the story when he was visiting last week that he was back when he was running the mill. At one point, the vice president came to Gary Works to see how they were making steel because it was so important to the U.S. economy. And you know who it was? It was George Bush, George H.W. Bush, the president that just died.
Right.
So my dad, I remember the pictures in my house of him with Bush. And I remember growing up there and, you know, growing up outside of Chicago in, you know, Northwest Indiana. The two things I remember most about it were basketball and then going to Notre Dame football games.
That's right, and you couldn't miss out going to Calumet City. Look out.
Right, I'm telling you. All right, Robert, I love you, man. Thanks for all the kind words. I appreciate it. I think, at one point or another, did he say something about Carver High there being excellent as well? But what did he say? He hands out, like, I don't know what that was, gators or something? I couldn't catch it.
I don't know. He said, I sit here quietly. I don't know.
But then you go off. But I could have sworn he said you're like a gator or something.
Yeah,
was that what it was? Like you're a gator that comes out of the water and eats the lady walking her dog right by the, you know, pond? It's been happening a lot in Florida.
I don't know.
I saw one of those last week where the gator came out of the water and ate some old man. Did you see that one? They saw. Remember they had the video of the alligator and it still had the guy's shoes in his mouth. It was awesome. I love that stuff. William in Virginia.
Hey, how are you doing?
What's happening, brother?
Hey, pretty low, but what do you think the chances are of the Redskins against Jacksonville?
Oh, I think that both of their seasons are completely over. Done, finished, kaput. In fact, I think they should cancel the remaining three games. Is there two games left? I think three games. There's three games left. They should cancel all of them and give the people their money back. I mean, I think their season ended when Alex Smith broke his leg, and then it ended again when Colt McCoy broke his leg, and then it ended again when they decided that Mark Sanchez was the answer, who's been a complete disaster. No offense to Mark, because I love Mark as a buddy, but as a quarterback in the NFL, it's just gotten worse by the minute. And, I mean, what was he down in that game the other day, 40-0? By the Giants, 40-0. That's their plan. Let's put Mark Sanchez in. They're down 40-0. Does that not say at all your season's done, finished, kaput, over? And the Jaguars, they're the laughing stock of the NFL this year with all their big mouths. All they do is talk about how great they are as they lose every week. What a joke they've become again. I mean, honestly, remember everyone feared the Jaguars this year going in? They were going to go to the Super Bowl, right? They were one play away from the Super Bowl against the Patriots, right? And then they were, you know, this year they were going to win it all, right? That was the plan. Best laid plans. Jerry in Vegas on 1140.
Scotty, what's going on, man?
Hey.
Great call with the Chargers money line. I'm the biggest Charger fan you know, and I didn't think they were going to get it done today. And you know what? Getting home field advantage in that soccer stadium, they've got to do something. I mean, what is going to happen? They cannot have that stadium half full of the opposition when they're on a Super Bowl run. And I do think it's going to be Chargers-Saints, Breeze Rivers in Atlanta for the crown. It's going to happen.
Well, I mean, you didn't even think they were going to win tonight. Now you got them in the Super Bowl?
But they could go on the road and beat everybody they had to beat. But, no, this was a scary game. They lost, what, 9 a row? But, hey, I'm hyperventilating.
Right. I get it. Look, as far as your stadium goes, it is what it is. They're going to play the game there. So they're not moving for you to play somewhere else. All this talk about the Raiders playing in 50 different cities, and now you want the Chargers to play somewhere else. You don't like their stadium. I mean, stop already. Not you. I'm not mad at you. I'm not saying anything about you. Your team's very good. I should know. I picked them tonight to win the game. No one bet on them to win that game in Arrowhead that I know of. Everyone and their brother bet on the Chiefs. Everyone I know. I mean, I could see some people taking the 3.5, but to money line them in Arrowhead against an undefeated home team in the Chiefs, and everybody's already handed Pat Mahomes Canton and the MVP. He's already going to the Hall of Fame. Everybody's got him. This guy gets, I mean, I've never seen anything like it. Now, I think he's really good. Don't get me wrong. I think he's had a terrific first year, really. I mean, of playing. He's been in the league, but he finally is playing, and he's been a stud. He's been very exciting, and he's very good and very dangerous and high-risk and strong-armed and all the rest. But tonight, he had a good game, but he's eating some of that humble pie tonight after the game because he just got worked by the gunslinger in his own building where they're unbeatable. They're unbeatable. All I ever hear about, and they're celebrating and dancing every touchdown and everything. What they need to learn how to do is win a game that matters because they never win those. That's what their problem is. They don't win games that matter. They win every game that doesn't matter. I hate to say it, but, you know, at some point or another, you just have to admit it, Kansas City. Your team wins games that don't matter, not games that matter. Is that not true? Now, I think they still have a tremendous shot in the postseason. They're going to be tough to beat. You're going to have to play, in my view, Carver High, better than the Chargers played tonight. You get down 2 scores to them in January in a playoff game in that building, you're losing. But in, you know, at Christmas time, which is what it is right now, it ain't late January. It's Christmas time. And they just got a Christmas gift right there. And you know what happened? You know what happened at Arrowhead tonight? Someone broke into your home and stole all your Christmas presents under the tree because you don't have a security system. That's what happened tonight.
Yeah, I wouldn't be, I'm pretty confident, you know, I wouldn't say that they wouldn't lose a game like that again. I think they absolutely could in the playoffs. I don't.
So you just count on them to fail.
I don't trust that team at all. And if the Chargers are playing home games in the soccer stadium, I think that we know LA fans pretty well.
They'll be there.
They could be a little fair weather. They haven't maybe taken to the Chargers yet, but for a AFC divisional playoff game, I think that people will show up.
There won't be a seat left in the house.
No, it's 30,000 seat soccer stadium.
It's small, but it'll be sold out. It'll be rocking. You won't know it's 30,000 when the camera angles don't show how small the stadium is. They don't go around bragging about how little it is when they show their Charger games on TV. They're just playing there for another, what, year? It's one more year, right? And then they go into the new stadium that they're going to share with the Rams. And you know what's funny? How funny is it that all you ever hear about is how great the Rams are? That's it. I mean, it's the Rams. I was just out there. And all I know is all I ever hear is the Rams are all that matter. I mean, in L.A., the Rams are the only team that matters. And they got all the fans and all the attention and all the momentum, and that no one cares about this. Do you remember when they were saying like 3-4 weeks ago they should move back to San Diego because they don't want them in L.A., right? And that it's never going to work sharing that new stadium with the Rams because the Rams have all the fans. Well, who's laughing now? I mean, the Chargers are as good as the Rams. Are they not? Are they not as good as the Rams? I hope it's the Rams against the Chargers in the Super Bowl, to be honest with you. I think it would be great. And then we get to see. I'll tell you what will happen there. Phillip Rivers will spit out Goff right out of his mouth. That's what will happen there.
Really early in the year. I think like in September they played.
Yeah, play him in February, and we'll see who wins that game. In a pressure game, who are you taking, Mafia, Rivers or Goff?
I'd probably take the Rams, not because of the quarterback play. I think Rivers is better than Goff. He's been doing it for a lot longer. I think overall team-wise, having Gurley in the backfield, having that monster defense. I know Bosa and some of those guys are very good for the Chargers, but with the Rams, when you got Donald and those guys coming at you, I think that's a little more ferocious, as we saw when they played Kansas City and had two defensive touchdowns against them.
What do you think?
You give me Rivers every day.
Every day. I'm on Rivers against Goff every day. There's people already don't think Goff can handle it with the Rams. There's people, they're 11-2, and they think Goff's the problem. Have you seen that one where they think he's the reason they're not undefeated is because of Goff?
They played in week 3. The Rams beat the Chargers 35-23.
I can see him playing them again in the Super Bowl and Rivers beating them. I don't think that'll come to fruition. I really, if that happens, I'll keel over.
I don't think the Rams are getting there, so.
So you think the Rams will stumble, too, again? Didn't Atlanta go out there and beat them?
I still think the Saints are going to. Yes, Atlanta last year went there and beat them. This is a better Ram team, but I still think the Saints are going to go to the Super Bowl.
You're still on the Saints. And the Saints are going to – are they not going to have to travel as well? They're not going to play all their games.
No, they're taught. I mean, right now the Saints would have the home field.
Right now the Saints, because they're 11-2 as well, right?
Well, if they shut it down, they'll have the home field.
Well, there you go. That's going to be interesting. 855-212-4CBS to get on the bench. What did you think of that comeback tonight by Phillip Rivers?
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
I can't even believe I'm watching the stank-ass Suns beating the Mavericks 72-59. I mean, Phoenix is awful. That basketball team is just, I mean, look, they got Ayton. That's great. Booker, he hasn't been playing. He's been injured, right? But this team has no business any night. Like, every single night they play, to me, they're a loss waiting to happen. And then what are they doing? They're kicking the Mavs' ass right now, 72-59. They put them on national television tonight for no reason other than to watch Luka Doncic play basketball. Dirk Nowitzki, his first game in the whole season. He's played. He's been injured. And then he comes out tonight. They roll him out. And then what happens? The 4-24 Suns. They've won 4 games the whole season. And they're kicking Dallas's ass. I mean, it's unbelievable to me. It's like the Mavs are totally just taking the night off. I mean, they look so awful tonight, doing nothing right. I mean, wake up, for Christ's sakes. They're playing the worst team in the league, and you can't even – I mean, it's the third quarter with 2 minutes left. They have 60 points. I mean, they look awful tonight. It's unbelievable. Huge Rivers comeback tonight for the Chargers. They win 29-28 at Arrowhead. That was unbelievable. I thought that fourth quarter drive, that game-winning drive, was really impressive. The 4th-and-8 pass was to me, that was the best pass I've seen this year in the NFL by a quarterback under pressure. That was the deal right there. I thought that was a phenomenal pass. And he literally had 1 inch to make the pass. 1 inch. You either hit it with literally dead on hit it or you're not completing it. The guy was all over him. And he let him in a seam over the middle. It was so beautiful, that pass, with the receiver cutting a post pattern, and he threw it right into his fingertips with a guy drenched all over him. and he made the play. It was just unbelievable. Great catch, but a better pass. And then when they got it down to the 10, and he was able, he threw one bad pass to the left, and then he threw one to the back of the end zone. That's where they called the pass interference and moved the ball to the one to get to the one, and he finally threw the pass to Williams for the touchdown. Then they questioned whether he caught it or not because it was moving in his hands, but they gave him the touchdown, and then they go for two, and he's wide open again. I mean, literally wide open to win the game. I just thought it was a phenomenal. That was the best, if you ask me, the best game I've seen on – am I wrong that that's the best primetime Monday or Thursday game we've seen this year? The end of that game? No, has there been a better one?
That was good, but also the Rams-Chiefs was a really good one, that high scoring where they both scored 50 points each.
That was wild.
Both offensive and defensive touchdowns for both teams.
That was wild.
Yeah, those were both pretty good.
This was good tonight, though.
Oh, anytime you got a team going for two to win the game with 4 seconds left on the clock is
it was good.
It's pretty good.
And that's the thing, too. I mean, have you ever seen more teams go for it on fourth down or go for the two-point conversion in big spots than we've seen this year? I feel like there's been so much more risks this year, and I don't know if it's –
it's because the kickers suck.
I was going to say, is it because the kickers suck? Is it because we got all these young coaches that are more willing to take the risk? Is it
– it's because the kickers are missing. They're missing 30-yarders like no one's business. They can't make extra points, let alone field goals. That's why, if you ask me.
And is that the second time this year the Chargers were involved in that at the end of the game? The first time was Tennessee going for it against them
right
in London that one morning, and they stopped the Titans for the two-point
right
win. So the Chargers have been involved in a couple of these last-second two-point conversions.
All right, George in L.A., you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Correll, what's going on, brother? How about a Miller with a shot of tequila?
I got you.
Okay, hey, nice win by the Chargers. You know what? I would love to see the Chargers and Rams in the Super Bowl. That would be amazing. But, you know, brother, I'm sorry, but I got to agree with Mafia. I think the Rams have a more complete team.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to argue with you that they're a good football team. They're 11-2, so I can't hang my hat on some kind of argument that the Chargers are better. I just think that Phillip Rivers is better than Jared Goff. That's it. That's all I have to say. So in a playoff game, I think a lot of it has to do with your quarterback. And, I mean, you know, that's why Tom Brady's got all those Super Bowl rings, isn't it? I mean, in the playoffs, it's really – I think it comes down to your quarterback and your defense making stops. And tonight, what I saw was the Chargers making stops when they were down two touchdowns in the second half. They made stops and got the ball back. And on third down, they stopped the Chiefs, right? Got the ball back, and they won the game. So I don't think the Chargers' defense is as bad as everybody thinks it is, or that the Rams are so great. I've seen, I think the Rams are a good football team. I won't deny it. I think their quarterback is good, and I don't think he's Phillip Rivers. I would like to see it. I have no problem with it. It is what it is. Anything, you know, I'll take whatever. You know, I'm one of these guys that, like, I'm a Steeler fan, so I don't want to watch the Patriots again in the Super Bowl. That's me. But I'm sure that when I go to Vegas with Carver, I will be watching the Patriots in the Super Bowl. They always find a way to be in the Super Bowl. Everybody else eats each other, and then they win the game because they know how to win big games. They're the best big game team in the NFL in the last 15 years. That's all there is to it, right? I mean, they win every big game. I mean, it's a bigger story when they lose a big game than it is when they win them, right? I mean, so I have no faith in these teams like the Rams. Like last year, weren't the Rams badass, and then the Falcons punched them right in the throat in their own building. It was embarrassing, right? So, and Kansas City, they're one failure after the next. They remind me of the Bengals. I mean, honestly, they always let it slip through their fingers. I do believe, though, that this team is better than that. I do believe that this is the best Chiefs team that I've seen. You know what I mean? Like, overall, with the quarterback and the receiver, Hill, and everything. I definitely think they look different without Kareem Hunt. They're going to keep telling you there's nothing wrong with them, but there is. They're not the same football team without Kareem Hunt. To me, what they put up today, 28, with Kareem Hunt in that lineup and Hill and Mahomes and that average defense of theirs, they got a couple of guys that have 12.5, 13.5 sacks. But overall, their defense is average at best, right? So I think that Hunt makes them score 42 points tonight. They just score more. They move the ball more. They get more first downs. They have more time of possession. He makes the game differently for them and changes everything. And now that he's gone, they keep putting all these other guys in and keep trying to fool you that it's all good and dandy. It's like, frankly, the Steelers trying to sell you that everything's fine without Le'Veon Bell. Well, everything was fine with Connor. He was doing great. He was doing incredible. He's had a great season. But then he, you know, rolled his ankle, and now he hasn't played in a couple of weeks. So it did change. It was all going well, and then it wasn't. So you lose a big player like that, a star player that puts up huge numbers and scores touchdowns. I don't care what anybody says. You're not the same team. Telly in D.C.
Shake it, oh.
Oh, shake it, oh.
What's up, Scotty?
Hey, man.
Hey, man, look, listen, man. If I hear correctly that they're going to be 6 games played abroad next year by the NFL.
Right.
I mean, I personally, yeah, you know, I personally think that's ridiculous, man. Taking home games away from the fans, you know, the team. And this guy, Roger Goodell, man, I believe, is really messing up the NFL with him fixing games with the refs and taking home games away from NFL teams. So, look, listen, 2 quick questions. What you think about that? 6 games played abroad next year. And also, do you believe that Roger Goodell and the refs are fixing games?
I really don't believe that. But, you know, it seems that way sometimes when you lose a bet or you lose your team a big game and there's tons of calls. I think there's way too many calls. I think the game is taking forever to play a game with all the calls and every play and every review and every touchdown. It's laborious. But I don't believe they're actually conspiring to fix games with the commissioner and the refs. I still can't live with that. I don't believe that. And I really don't. I think 4 games in London or whatever in Mexico City is fine. You start doing 6. Now I think you're pushing the envelope a little bit. But it doesn't matter what you and I think because they're going to do it anyway. They don't care what you think. They don't listen to fans. They do whatever they want. And they are trying to grow the game globally, and they're going to do it, and there's nothing you can do about it. And if it takes away from one of your home games, that's called you lose. That's what that is. They're going to do whatever they want. So, but I don't actually think he sits around on Park Avenue making phone calls to fix games with referees. I can't live with that. I just can't go to bed with that and think that that's happening. And if it is, there's no reason to have the league at all, to be honest with you. They talk about, you know, remember the transparency. They want it. They never wanted gambling or anything else. And then that'd be like saying, okay, so no gambling and everything else, but we're over here fixing games. What's the difference between gambling? You fix games for gambling, right? So, I mean, they claim they never wanted anything to do with gambling. Now, all of a sudden, they're having the draft in Las Vegas. That's the funniest thing ever. But that league, they're making billions, and there's nothing wrong with the league. Believe me. They always say, oh, the protest, the anthem, this and that. That's a, you know, $15, $20 billion league. They really, you know, if they have problems, I wish I had those kind of problems. Those are the kind of problems I want, $20 billion problems. When you're making money like that as a business, as a core business, that's what they're doing. And, you know, the NHL selling teams for $650 million just to have the receipt to get into the league. I mean, they were $500 million. Now it's another $150 million on top of that for Seattle to $650. I mean, believe me, these leagues are laughing all the way to the bank. It doesn't matter what you think of the refs. They're making money hand over fist.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
I got to tell you, I'm being honest. I can't remember this season, Mafia, a bet that I liked better than the one I just hit tonight with the Chargers on the money line and getting the 3.5. That was my favorite play of the year in football. I really do, because that took some serious onions, if you ask me, betting on them to win. On the road at Arrowhead, I could see people trying to middle it, which I do a lot, where I'll take, you know, Kansas City to win and give me the 3.5 to middle it. But I went both ways on this, and you remember when it came out, I literally, on Pharrell and the Bets, on the daily, you know, sports betting show I do on Westwood One, I said, this is the biggest high-risk bet I'm taking this year. I'm taking the Chargers to win the game outright.
And when you took it at first, I loved it because the Chargers have been playing great. The KC defense has been really weak the last couple of games, the way they give up all those points to the Ravens at home. And then I got sucked in by all the numbers. They're perfect at home. It's a Thursday night game where the home teams are better and they got their edge and how they kill all everyone in the division since Reed got there. And once that number dropped down when they started getting the lead, I jumped on it and it bit me in the ass.
So there you go. 855-212-4227. One, a couple of notes. Tomorrow is a pain-free Friday, right? Last show for me of the year. I'm going to be doing it with Carver High. Mafia is going to a wedding, so he won't be here. So
a beer-themed wedding.
Is that right?
Because my girlfriend's last name is Miller, and her brother is marrying somebody with the last name Light, so it's a Miller Light wedding.
Wow. Carver High, free beer for everybody.
Sounds like a good one.
So you and I are doing the last show for me of the year. I don't want to, like, get under anyone's skin or anything around here. I know you still have to work next week. That's unfortunately. But tomorrow night, a big show, a bowl blowout for you and me. And then I think, we're going to break in a rookie around here a little bit. I'm going to break one in like a stallion. And then you and I will do the show, and that's my last show of the year. So if you like listening to Pharrell on Pharrell on a Bench, I'll be here tomorrow only for the remainder of 2018. And then I'll be back on January 1st, which is a, I think, New Year's Day show, which I've done every year since I've been here. I've worked on January 1st. And then moving forward, I'll be here a lot. And then we're going to Vegas for the Super Bowl, Carver High and I. Oh, Michael, we're so looking forward to your return to downtown Las Vegas.
Can't wait.
Reputa the Buta checking in. Also, Mafia hosting on Christmas night on the Bench. She's doing the show. Mafia is hosting the show on Christmas night. So whatever you do, get out that peppermint schnapps bottle and that little spleefy you rolled and saved for Christmas night and put it in your ashtray out in the car. Pull that out, and it's going to be Mafia time on Christmas night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Also, don't forget, the podcast of this show is after every show on Twitter, at Scott Pharrell, at On The Bench CBS, and on CBSSportsRadio.com and on Facebook, so at Pharrell On The Bench. So tonight, you can get it after the show. And then you've also got my sports betting podcast, Pharrell On The Bets, episode 94 tomorrow. And then you got Isle Seat Podcast, which is Carver High's Islander Hockey Podcast. There you go. Did the new episode come out today or something?
It'll be out in the overnight and into the morning. By the time everybody wakes up.
So tonight. So in the overnight tonight.
Correct.
So was that what you were doing before in there?
Earlier tonight before I started, yeah.
Did Mafia give you the check I found in the machine?
Yes, I did that the other day because I needed to make a copy of it for a bank-related issue.
And it's been sitting there for days.
Since like Monday. So it shows you how many people make copies around here. So... yeah, that voided check was in there for days. It had void written on it. Nobody could cash it.
I know, but I just – I found it, and I was like, maybe you should have this.
Yeah, I left it there a few days ago.
All right. Sam in Portland, Oregon, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Pharrell, it's an honor to be on your show. Big fan, longtime fan.
Thanks, man.
And Steeler fan from Portland, Oregon, calling.
Cool.
I think that the Steelers are going to the Super Bowl, and here's why. Think they're going to win their next three games, and let me finish. In the last 12 to 14 years, it's like 12, 13, 14 years, there's only been four quarterbacks to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. Flacco, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, or Big Ben. I think it's going to come down to Ben or Brady, and I believe that the Steelers are going to have a three-game winning streak. They're going to win their first playoff game, host the AFC Championship, and beat the Rams in the Super Bowl, and you could take that to the bank. And just an honor to be able to talk to a true Steeler fan like yourself.
Oh, thanks, Sam. I appreciate the love, brother. And I think you're drunk. I hope you're right, because that would be fantastic. I'd be jumping up and down. I'd run naked down my street, which I do when the Steelers win the Super Bowl. But I have to say, and I'd love to see a rematch of the 79 Super Bowl. All I know is, we remember that one, Bradshaw against Ferragamo. All I know is the Steelers can't beat anybody. I mean, they can't beat anybody. So you're telling me they're going to beat the Patriots, the Saints, and the Bengals, which they'll beat the Bengals, barely. I mean, I don't even think I have no faith in that football team at all anymore. There's nothing I like about them. They do nothing well. Their defense is pathetic. I mean, they make a couple sacks every game and brag about how they're the number one sack team in the league. That doesn't mean anything if you can't stop anybody. You could have 50 sacks all you want. If you don't stop anybody and you lose every week, that's who you are. You just don't stop anybody and you lose every week. I mean, they lost to the 2-10 Raiders. That's all I have to say. And, that, you know, they lost to Denver when they were at the goal line. I mean, it's just one mistake after the next. The penalties, the turnovers, the failure to convert, the red zone disasters, the Le'Veon Bell mess. Now you got all the fans clamoring to fire Tomlin. They never fire the head coach in Pittsburgh. I mean, they've had three coaches. I mean, the bottom line is they are not a good football team. I keep hearing how great they are. They have 7 wins, for Christ's sakes. They're the worst team in all of the playoffs. Like, if you look at every team in the league, they're as bad as all the teams, like, in the NFC and AFC that are trying to make the playoffs that are all, like, 6-6, 6-7. Whatever, you're 7, what are they, 7-6-1 or something? I mean, it's embarrassing. They're embarrassing. And I got to tell you, I love them my whole life. Everybody knows that. I'm not crazy when I say this. This is like the worst Steeler team I've seen in like a dozen years, if you ask me. I mean, their linebackers and secondary are like, fifth grade level. Literally, they're Pop Warner. Their secondary is so bad. I mean, Christ, do you think they'd ever fix it? Like, you'd think it's like with me, I look at like the Patriots, how they get guys that do the job. What's so hard about that? I don't understand. Why can't the Steelers find people that know how to make plays in the secondary? Didn't they get Hayden for that purpose? Why don't you get 4 of him? You know what I mean? Why don't you get good players that know how to make plays, that do their job and don't complain and cry all the time about everything? And their linebackers are small, slow. They don't make plays. Tight ends eat them for dinner. I want them to beat the Patriots on Sunday. In fact, I'll be sitting there with, chewing my fingernails. My ass mafia, when he sees me, he's seen me watch Steelers games. I sit and lose my mind. I scream and yell. I cuss. I throw temper tantrums. You'd think I was on the team, that I was the head coach. I'm cussing so much watching their games. But every week, all they do is lose. And I just can't take it anymore. Like, the fact that you're telling me they're going to win out and then win every single playoff game that's absurd. That's absurd. They're going to be lucky if they win one of their last 3. And they're going to be lucky if they even make the playoffs. They have been so bad this year. This team, they don't even deserve to be in the playoffs. I mean it. They suck. They really do. Every week, they play down to whoever they're playing with. It doesn't matter. And you know what they don't do? They don't play up to anybody. They just play down to everybody. They bend over. That's what they do. And I wish you were right. I hope you're right. I pray to God you're right. But there is no way I have confidence in that team. In fact, I didn't bet on them this week either. And I'll be damned if I don't make money on them. The Patriots will beat their ass like they always do. Last year, they won the game against the Patriots. They still lost. The refs handed it to New England. They always find a way to screw this up. He's 2-8 against him. Now watch, he'll win by 14. I don't know anything other than you can never predict any game in the NFL. It's the most unpredictable thing in the world. Harder than the stock market. But that team, to me, and tell me I'm wrong, Mafia, I think they suck.
They're definitely not the same at all. They have the great pass rush, but they keep getting burned by all these teams in the on the secondary, like you said. Connor was great early on in the running game. Now he's banged up after he slowed down. Who knows his status? He still doesn't practice this week. Is it going to be him? Is it going to be Samuel?
I think he's going to go, but I don't think he matters anymore.
And the funny Le'Veon boy said, not only are they going to make the playoffs and they're going to beat everybody against the Super Bowl, he said they're going to host the AFC Championship game. They're 4 games behind the Chiefs and the Chargers. They're 2 games behind the Patriots and the Texans. You have 3 games left. They're going to catch either going to catch all those teams, or somehow those teams are going to get knocked down. They're going to play the 5-6.
They're
going to
play. That's not happening. They're going to play in a wild card game and lose. The first game they play, they're losing. That's what, if they make it, they'll lose their first game. You know why? Because all they do is lose. I mean, that's it. Like, let's stop acting like this is a good football team. I mean, you're talking about a team that they need God to get them into the playoffs with their record. I mean, honestly, you can't have it both ways. You can't sit here and say, we want Tomlin fired, but we're going to win it all. We're going to win it all. You can't even win a game, let alone win it all. That's funny. You know what? Those guys on that team, you know what I mean? They know that they don't even want to admit it, but they know that I'm not even lying about how bad they suck. I mean, they really do suck. They're not a good team. And so all this talk about how great they are, and we need to stop BSing around. We got to take this seriously. Are they not? Are those not the most pathetic ramblings of a team that can't win that you've ever heard? They've always got some answer for why they never win. We got to stop messing around here. Whatever. You've been messing around all year. You've been messing around since you blew a 21-7 lead in Cleveland in the rain, right, in week one. They have been making excuses all year. All year. That's all they do. And then they play like the Le'Veon Bell thing didn't bother them. The Le'Veon Bell drama ruined their season. It destroyed them from the inside. It was a cancer from day one. And it spread to other parts of the body. And I'm right. How do you feel about him, Carver? I know you could care less. You're a Bills fan. But don't think for one minute you think I'm nuts. That team sucks.
They have not been good. I think you're 100% right about what the Le'Veon Bell stuff did to them. I do think, you know, if they win that division, they're going to host the first weekend. Depending on who they play, most likely would be the Chargers or the Chiefs, you know. If it's not them, I could see them winning a game. I really could. They could play so bad for a while and then all of a sudden show up. But the problem is these next 2 weeks, you know, are they going to win one of these two games?
Are you going to bet on them in either one of those games?
No, but
I mean, honestly,
something fishy about it. I just feel like they've had all these bad weeks in a row. They're going to come out one of these 2 weeks and they're going to play well against these.
I hope I'm wrong and they beat the Patriots because I'd hate to be here on Monday having to eat the amount of D that's going to be coming my way if the Steelers win the game, because I have been a Steeler diehard my whole life. Like, you know the deal. I love the Steelers and Penguins more than my family, but I still don't think they're winning that game. And I want them to more than life itself. I just don't believe in this team at all anymore.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.